Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, wellness, brought to you by LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, Right Fit Sports Fitness Performance, and School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger. We've got a great doubleheader today. We're coming from Ireland. Anthony Sheriff, he's a sports psychology grad. He's the host of the Top 2 Inches of Sport, and everybody knows how we talk about the mental game on the Sports Doctor. He's got that podcast, and then returning Teresa Power, international yoga expert, and she's the founder of that incredible Kids Yoga Day and her best-selling author of ABCs of Yoga for Kids. And then we'll talk a few emails. First, let's welcome to the Sports Doctor from Ireland, Anthony. Am I pronouncing it? Is it Sheriff or Sheriff?
No, Sheriff, yes, Sheriff.
All right. Welcome to the Sports Doctor. Again, we talk so much of the mental game in so many aspects with sports psychology in your world over the years. And I was excited to see you and your podcast. Talk a little bit, Anthony, about you and your background and the podcast.
Yeah, so, well, first of all, thanks for having me on to the show. I was always a big sports fan. And then I suppose that's going back all the way to when I was a child. But then in later years, probably from my early 20s, that's when I really started getting interested in mindset. So I suppose what I've done then is I really combined the two of them together, and I started studying sports psychology. So I have a master's in sports psychology. I suppose just a bit of personal background on myself. My family is a very big sporting family. Even going back to my grandfather, represented Ireland in the Olympics in 1948. I grew up around, my two of my brothers were professional rugby players. So, I mean, I've kind of always been involved in sport, and I've always seen elite sport close hand. So I've always just had that interest. And yeah, then once I was in my 20s, I started getting more into mindset, like I said. So then after I completed my master's, I started working with some athletes, and I've always been into podcasts as well, to be honest. So that just gave me the idea to start my own podcast, like a sports psychology themed one, where I discuss mindset with athletes. I talk about their approach to competition and maybe how to deal with setbacks and also how to deal with successes. So I've had 11 episodes out so far, and it's going well.
Yeah, that's terrific to hear. Again, when we're talking about, for instance, when I co-authored the book, Anthony, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, we pay an awful lot of attention to the parents of young athletes. Again, you grew up, as an athlete yourself and around athletes, and that whole parameter, the whole psychology, the family, the challenges, many times of coaches and parents. We talk a lot about coming back from injury on the Sports Doctor, Anthony, with those types of challenges. Yeah. And the in youth sports, there's an epidemic of overuse injuries, both physically and mentally. And it's always fascinating when we talk about high performance and at whatever the sport is, at whatever the level is, high performance many times is such a mental game. And we've been paying much more attention to the importance. You know, Anthony, it's funny, a longtime colleague, the late, great Jim Vickery, Dr. Jim Vickery, was a sports psychologist. He shared my radio show with me for 3-4 years in the 1990s. And he didn't call himself a psychologist then, Anthony. People were scared of the word. He called himself a performance enhancement consultant. We've come a long way with the acceptance of how big a deal the mindset is. So again, I think it's a great idea to get some of these insights from some of these different athletes. And, you know, there aren't many tougher, rougher sports, by the way, than rugby.
Yeah, absolutely not. And like I said before, obviously two of my brothers were professional rugby players, and you've just touched on injury there as well. My brother Owen Sheriff, so Owen actually competed for Ireland in underage. He competed for Leinster in senior rugby and Saracens. So for anyone listening in America, they're the two, Saracens and Leinster, two top teams in Europe. And Owen actually had to retire through injury at only 26 years of age. Now, this was before I was actually studying sports psychology, but I suppose I was kind of looking at how he was dealing with that, and maybe even subconsciously without realizing at the time, I was developing more of a strong interest into the mindset. And because I suppose when we look at athletes on television, we just see all the glitz and the glamour and the adoration they get, but you don't see the absolute slog that goes on behind the scenes, like, again, like you said, coming back from injury as an example of that. So that's something that I really talk about in my podcast with the athletes. So it's not just about how they, you know, mentally prepare for competition. It's also how they actually deal with setbacks, like injury being one of them.
Yes, it's such a big deal. Everybody listening to The Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go to radio shows, you can go back years and see who was on, what were the topics, listen to whatever you would like. If you go to newspaper articles and magazines, you'll see a myriad of topics and subjects that we write, along with Lower Extremity Review Magazine and MVP Parent Magazine, and so many different topics. We have a lot of excitement on Twitter. We have a lot of great sports medicine and fitness information on Twitter. We have over 30,000 followers at SportDoc, DOC Radio. We're talking the, again, mental game and the kinds of challenges at the top of sports. And we're talking with Anthony Sheriff and his greatly titled The Top 2 Inches, again, of sports. And what's the website, Anthony, that people can find out about your podcast?
So I don't actually have a website, but you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, and also Spotify. So if you go into any of those apps and you just type in Top 2 Inches of Sport, you'll be able to find all of the episodes in there. So like I said before, I have 11 episodes out so far. It comes out, I bring out one episode each week, so one episode every Thursday. So yeah, like I said, I don't have a website, but you'll find me on Instagram,
yeah,
Twitter,
well,
Facebook, and YouTube.
Yeah, you'll let me know in the future when you want to visit from the sports doctor, Anthony. We'd be glad to add some absolute important information. Again, when you're dealing with elite athletes, many times you have all of these pressures. Pressures are immense. Pain pill medicines are a mess. And there's so many different challenges in becoming and staying a great athlete. What are some of the sports? You mentioned rugby. What other sports have been some of your guests that you've spoken with? What other sports might they be representing so far?
So I'm trying to get as much of a range as I can in different sports. So I've had boxers on, I've had rugby players, soccer players. Over here in Ireland, obviously, we have Gaelic football and hurling. So any Irish Americans over there will understand what they are. So I've had some hurling and Gaelic football guests on. I even had an Irish gymnast on 2 weeks ago, so Rhys McLenaghan. Rhys is probably our country's greatest hope of a gold medal going into the Olympics next year. So I had Rhys on. And again, even for me, talking to people from sports that I'm not very familiar with myself, it's just very interesting to hear how similar they are to the sports that I am familiar with, if that makes sense. So they all... A lot of sports are very, very different, but you'll find, and this is something I have found, is that a lot of the athletes are the very same. So they all have that same drive. They all have the same anxieties, really. And
yes.
So it doesn't really matter, I suppose, what sport
you're
competing.
You know what's interesting,
whether,
Anthony?
Sorry,
you know, yes.
Yep.
And what we've seen over the years is that, you know, this has now tremendous attention. There's not a professional or serious team around in any sport that doesn't pay big attention to the mental game and mental training.
Yeah.
And the idea that you can learn these things and be more successful in dealing, you know, with the anxieties, again, and the pressures to perform yourself, the expectations and pressures of your teammates, family, coaches. This sometimes absolutely becomes overwhelming What are some of the ages so far of the athletes, Anthony, that you've had on the podcast?
So I mentioned Reese McLenahan there. Reese is only 21 years of age, so he will be the youngest and the oldest. I don't know if you'd like me saying his age, but his name is a man called Liam Griffin. So I mentioned the sport, the Irish sport hurling a moment ago. So he's a great hurling coach. I had Liam on. So Liam, again, I don't want to probably speculate his age, but he will be around the 70 mark. So I've had quite an age range. And yeah, I think it's important as well, just to touch on what you were just saying. It's important for me to get, I want to get as many athletes as I can on from as many different countries as I can. But I think it's important to get a lot of Irish athletes on as well, just while I'm starting off, because someone once actually said to me, and I think it's kind of true, and I actually think about it, that usually America is first, then about 5 years later, 10 years later, the UK catches on, and then 5 or 10 years after the UK, Ireland catches on. And that can be in a whole range of different sciences and sports sciences. And I think that's definitely true with sports psychology. I think when you're talking about dealing with pressures and stresses and anxieties and things like that, Ireland has maybe been quite slow catching on to these things and catching on to, you know, introducing sports psychologists to teams and different athletes. It's still very, very, very much so in its infancy over here. It wouldn't be anywhere near the level it would be over with you guys in America. So I just think it's important to get these Irish athletes on to talk about their experiences. And even if they haven't got much experience, it's good to just hear them talking about the pressures they're facing, because it's a very Irish thing maybe to not necessarily talk about your fears and your worries. But of course, every top athlete does have those fears. So again, hopefully it's a topic that will grow more in Ireland over the coming years.
Yes, you know, there's no doubt about it, again, that these pressures quite often, Anthony, start very, very early. You know, and you see an Olympic gymnast that's 15, 16 years old. You know, one of my poster boys, the 2010 men's Olympic figure skating gold medalist, a sports podiatry patient of mine, Evan Lysacek. Evan was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skates. And then 12 years later, he was the best in the world. But they're all younger and younger. We're seeing the pressures with youth sports, and it's, you know, sometimes it's way out of line. One of the common topics we talk a lot about are the use of medicines and painkillers and all these other types of medications in order to be able to perform. And what are some of the different things, if we said the 3, 4, 5 things, Anthony, that you felt common in these athletes so far talking on the podcast, the top 2 inches of sport? What are the common feedbacks that you've learned so far from some of these athletes?
Well, I suppose the first thing that really stands out is, like I touched on before, you have this image in your head of these athletes living a great life and that they're almost bulletproof. But one thing that really stands out is they're all just human beings. They all have these stresses, these anxieties, these fears. But yeah, they each have a drive that maybe you do need to be a top athlete. I know there's lots of us might feel like we're driven, but then when you talk to these really, really top athletes, again, I'll talk about Reese McLenahan again. When I speak about him, he's aiming to be the best gymnast ever, not just the best Irish gymnast ever. He wants to be the best gymnast of all time. So there's just a drive that these people have that is maybe abnormal. And I don't know. I don't know where it comes from. I don't even know if it can be developed. Sorry, go on.
Right. Well, awareness is a very, very big deal. So when you're aware of how solid, important, and dynamic it is, then you start looking to develop it. What else have you found from feedback from some of these athletes that they're common amongst them?
Yeah, so one common theme is that no matter how anxious they are, most of them just before competition do seem to go very calm. That is something I found, that I feel like a lot of the anxieties they feel like is in the days and the hours leading up to an event. But by the time they get to the event, there is a calmness and there's a trust in their preparation. I think that will come from obviously working with very high level coaches and also working with sports psychologists, a lot of them. But one thing that has been evident, just if I kind of, again, I've only had 11 episodes so far, but it's kind of a common theme throughout all of them. They're very trusting in their preparation, I would say. And that leads to a calmness, really, on just when it's time to actually perform. No matter how anxious they were feeling, like I said, in the days running up, when it's time to actually, when it's go time, there does seem to be a calmness comes over these people.
I think that's one of the major, again, you know, you hit on probably one of the most important major skills great athletes have, which is to, you know, we use the word mindfulness, which is to be in the moment. And you just added another key point, Anthony, which was that that athlete, whoever they are, whatever their sport, has real mental confidence in that they're ready, that they are prepared. Yeah. And then it allows them to get into that zone, which is, you know, probably something that really is a key. And the idea that you could train these kinds of systems, and the idea, again, that you can pay attention to the mental game, again, whether it is the two things everybody cares about in sports medicine, Anthony, can I prevent injuries and problems, and can we enhance performance? And those are the two real, real common factors. And this is, again, when the physical and mental pressures start really adding up. And it's great to hear some of this different feedback. Pass the word among some of our guests who might be interested in participating in some of your podcasts. And your podcast is once a week, you said?
Yeah, so it comes out once a week, comes out every Thursday. So for anyone listening that wants to tune in tomorrow, I'll have a new episode coming out with a girl from Ireland called Amy O'Donoghue. So Amy runs for Ireland, and she competes in the 800 metres, the 1500 metres, and cross country. And again, she has an excellent outlook on competition, really. She has worked with a sports psychologist, and she...
Sheriff, from Ireland, in person... Sports Psychology, Anthony Sheriff, he's the host, podcast, The Top 2 Inches of Sport. And quickly, is that where they can go to get information, access to the podcast, Anthony?
Yeah, just look me up on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, or YouTube, Top 2 Inches of Sport.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. Hold on, Anthony, hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. We're back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, and we got some technical difficulty getting our second guest, yoga expert Teresa Power, who's the founder of Kids Yoga Day nationally, internationally. So we'll see if we get that corrected. You know, sometimes as you watch cable news in this day and age, and you see people get disconnected all over the time with the world's biggest networks, you say to yourself, well, this is really, no matter how you look, we run into problems with live radio. So I thought what we would do is let's talk about some of the challenges that we're seeing in all areas of sport with the COVID-19 virus. And the fact the World Series just started yesterday evening, they were able to play the Major League Baseball 60-game season, and all sorts of nightmares, but there they are in the World Series. The NBA in the bubble, Orlando, Florida, was able to successfully crown a champion, the Lakers. You know, college football, it's back. And again, the challenges from A to Z are all the time changing. The teams, the owners, coaches, the trainers, all trying to pay attention with contingency plans regarding testing and what to do when there's somebody positive, and the whole challenge of what's been one of the major challenges for the world society, which is, you know, 40% of the COVID patients are asymptomatic, who spread the disease. So it's really almost like we had said years, even at the beginning of this, you would have to assume that, so you have the virus and treat everybody accordingly, wearing a mask and paying attention to the social distancing. So in the professional sports area and in college sports, it's been amazing. They've been able to do some return. High school continues to be sporadic, iffy, as it is with all of the fall sports, as it is with school. You know, we've talked a lot on the sports doctor that there is nobody really in the world that is not affected, hasn't been affected by the COVID-19 virus. And this continues to weave itself through society. We're in as much trouble now as probably we've ever been. And we're doing the best we can in so many different areas. In the area, again, of the youth sports, traveling teams, many were like in the figure skating world where the arenas were closed for the couple of months, and the whole economy was shut down. That's interesting. Our first guest, Anthony Sheriff, made a point of talking about, you know, after injury and dealing with the mental challenges, the fear, the anxiety, all of these things. And this is also weaved into absolutely what we're talking about, which is returning from problems with the virus, and at what level and at what pace is it even feasible, as they're talking about it. So, again, this continues to be a gigantic challenge. The National Football League, you know, the biggest of the biggest of all of our sports in the United States, has already had cancellations and has already had certain players who have been testing positive. And the whole challenge of even testing that consistently and being able to rely on the results. So we continue to see playing out the physical challenges, so many of the injuries that many saw in the beginning seasons were oriented with either being in a hurry and trying to be able to get back, to get ready to play all of a sudden after being off for a couple of months, And we saw all sorts of injuries, whatever the sport happened to be, you know. College basketball, we'll see what happens in that regard. So we're going to continue to pay attention to what transpires, whether we're talking about the coaches and their teams, whether we're talking about the sports parents and their kids, or whether we're talking about the young athletes themselves and how they're dealing and how they continue to deal with this as we go along. We've got, as always, we've got some great shows coming up. I thought I'd mention a few, as again, evidently we weren't able to contact Teresa Power, the yoga expert and the founder of Kids Yoga Day. I've had her on before. She's been on a couple times before. So hopefully it wasn't something that with a serious problem, and we'll absolutely hope to get her back. Coming up next week, one of my longtime colleagues, a sports physician, did some work with the Olympic boxing team years ago. He was a radio guest of mine over the years, functional, holistic physician, Dr. Rick Sagil. Will be joining us, and then we're going to have one of the fitness center managers of Right Fit, one of our great supporters, Brad LaRoupe. He also deals with some of the young and older patients dealing with disabilities, and they're coming on the 28th. On the 4th of November, we're going to have a replay of a show the following week. One of our great tennis coaches, Timmer Halligan, he's down there now in Raleigh, North Carolina. He, over the past few months, took over their great Raleigh tennis club with their indoor clay courts and their outdoor courts and this tremendous facility. Timmer has long been one of the leading managers of tennis clubs. Tennis Corporation of America, years ago, he managed their largest tennis club. I used to kid with Timmer. One of his claims to fame was, I think he took Andre Agassi to three sets. Now, Timmer was a great player himself. Two of his daughters are both patients of mine. These kids are great kids. Kimberly and her name will hit me. Anyway, they're both ranked in the junior ranks of tennis, and he participated in my book hashtag Hey Sports Parents, sharing his experiences not only as a coach of top youth athletes. Again, Timmer's had dozens of top 10 juniors and young players who have become great players, but he also is a dad, and again, one of the biggest scopes in hashtag Sports Parents is exactly that, parenting the youth athlete. And then Jake Iron. Jake is owns half a dozen or more, I'm not sure, Pilates clubs, and we're really interested in having him on. You know, I've had some great figure skaters over the years. Everybody knows what Pilates is. He'll talk a lot about where that exercise system fits in and where it's fit in for years in some of the different sports and overall fitness. Following week, the 18th of November, I'm excited. Dr. Christopher Ahmad, he is the team physician for the New York Yankees. He was a great soccer player in college. He's a Long Islander, comes from my neck of the world, but he's the team physician of the New York Yankees. And we're going to really talk with him about the kinds of challenges in the crazy world, again, of being a team physician of a professional team like the Yankees, and that high profile of pressure. Doc, can you get me better yesterday? And then this young physical therapist, Daniel Stein, he's going to return. Daniel specializes in exercise therapy for young disability boys and girls in so many different areas. And we're going to get him back. I know he's from the East Coast. I can't remember exactly when he's back. Again, the myriad of topics and subjects when we're talking about areas of interest on the Sports Doctor. And we're going to talk more about that in the next segment, talk about some of the exciting articles that we've had on the written side of Sports Doctor Radio. So, Teresa, where are you? We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. All right, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Again, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. And again, we are missing our second guest, yoga expert Teresa Power, best-selling author, The Craziness Sometimes of Live Radio. We'll have to try to get her back. Before the break, we were talking about some of the different topics that we include in the world of the sports doctor. One of them is the whole world of concussions. A couple of weeks ago, we had on Kimberly Archie, who is a leading expert in the whole world of youth sports safety. She lost her 17-year-old son, I think it was 2014, with a concussion-related head injury, fatal injury. She's become a champion of all sorts of research and trying to get more attention to all aspects of youth sports safety. Along with her on that show is Hillary Loftus, the education director of Working with Our Wounded. Again, in her whole interest in hyperbaric oxygen and concussion treatment, my old patient and friend, the late Dave Duerson, who was part of the Super Bowl champion 1985 Chicago Bears, who in 2011 passed away, and later on it was found he had aggressive, again, CTE. His brother, Michael, has a whole organization, their foundation, with such attention, again, to research and awareness of the challenge of concussions at all levels in all sports. Catherine Snedeker, who has joined me a few occasions, she's the founder of Pink Concussions, the whole world, and it's a different world, of female concussions many times at youth sports is a great example of one of the areas we pay so much attention to. You know, what's the best shoe for your son or daughter? What's the best shoe for you? Another big topic where when I go back to my area of sports podiatry, you know, 50% of us aren't even fit properly with sports shoes, with walking or running shoes or sports shoes. Isn't that amazing? That almost half, whatever the statistic is, so many people are not fit properly. Well, I always wore size 10. I guess I can continue to buy those, even ordering shoes online, etc. And one of the biggest disparities we've seen is width sizing. One of the reasons I used to really recommend and use New Balance a lot, besides the fact they were a sponsor of mine locally, Mirabali Shoes, the Chicago area, that they paid so much attention to width sizing. So make sure you or your children are fit properly. You want to choose a shoe that's designed for the sport. If you play tennis, you want to be in a tennis shoe. If you're playing basketball, your son or daughter's playing basketball, the same thing. You want to deal with that type of specialty. You want to also make sure that we don't have a history of problems. We answer so many emails. We talk so much on the Sports Doctor of the role of the foot in sports. And I want to talk about that on this last segment. We used to sing the song all the time. I did it on the radio for a while. You know, the foot bones connect to the ankle bones, connect to the knee bone. That is so real in the world of sports injuries and running, jumping sports, skating sports, which is your foot mechanics affect everything. So that's why it's not shocking as a sports podiatrist, foot specialist, mostly doing custom orthotics, whether I'm putting them in your skates, whether I'm putting the orthotics in your golf shoes, whether I'm putting them in your grandmother's shoes to try to prevent falling or enhance balance. These are the things that are very important to be aware of, that if you do have a history, your knees have always bothered you or your feet and ankles have always bothered you, or the same scenario with your young athlete, then you want to include podiatry. You want to look at foot mechanics. Is your son or daughter, or do you have high arches? Are you bow-legged? Do you have flat feet? Do you have knock knees? Is your leg length equal? All of these factors. You know, my very famous, dash infamous colleague, my mentor in the world of sports medicine, Bob Guida, famous kinesio sports therapist. I met him in the late 70s. One of the biggest tests he would do when he was screening whether you were the best athlete in the world, whatever your age was, whatever your sport was, he was watching you balance on one foot, doing a partial squat in various positions to see how stable you were. As simple as that sounds, that's one of the most significant types of tests. And then growing into the fact, again, that strengthening the feet and ankles. I don't care what your sport is. I don't care what your son or daughter's sport is. I don't care what their age is or what their level is. As this is why I included it in the book, #HeySportsParents, which is still available on Amazon. And those two exercise concepts were, number one, strengthen your feet and ankles. Rubber bands are a great way to really, you can't overdevelop your feet and ankles. Think of walking in the sand and balancing. Those are great exercises. Being barefoot certain times also can be very, very beneficial. I love that sand dune stepper. Go to Instagram and check that out. Simulate sand walking. Balancing on mini trams. We saw skaters and gymnasts and other athletes growing up balancing on balance boards. This was one of the things that Guida stressed in so many different capacities. So it was understanding, again, that foot mechanics affect everything else, and foot type is very often inherited. You know, we would see cases in my surgical years back in the 90s and early 2000s where we would see the surgery was done on grandma in her 70s for bunions or hammer toes. Surgery was done on her daughter in her 50s or late 40s for bunions and hammer toes. And we were seeing the same picture in the 16, 17, 18-year-old grandkid. Where we were developing the same problems. The foot is a very involved mechanical mechanism, first shock absorber we have. And many times, proper support, proper alignment becomes a very, very big deal. Again, I've been putting orthotics in figure skates 40 years. Again, mentioning my 2018 2019 rather, silver medalist in pairs, Jessica Cavallang, the Danny O'Shea, who was the bronze medalist in pairs, 2010 men's Olympic gold medalist, Evan Lysacek, I talk about so much. He grew up here in Naperville, Illinois. Kid was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skates. I'm still putting orthotics in 10-year-old skates or soccer shoes or their running shoes when we see these kinds of imbalances. But again, strengthening those areas is something that Bob Guida paid. He used to say, I want to strengthen your feet like the famous piano player Von Kleiburn's hands. A lot of people don't remember who the great piano player was. But this is why Bob got into virtually inventing rubber bands and elastic tubing for exercise. We will be back. It's the Sports Doctor live from Chicago. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com, Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness, right-fit.com. Hey, I am live and hopping here from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctors Inn segment. Again, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. And if you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, you can go back. If you go to radio shows, you can go back almost 10 years. Before that, we were doing reel-to-reel and discs in my, whatever it is, 38 years of radio work. And if you can see who was on, what the topics were. We just had our first guest today on from Ireland, all over the world, so many topics. Choose what you would like. If you go to newspaper articles and magazines, you can pop on to one of the most popular articles that I've written over the years called Women and High Heels, Accepting the Challenge. It's a great article. It's as pertinent today as it ever was, talking about strengthening those ankles so you can handle all of those heels. So many other topics, a lot of new stuff in our continued attention with youth sports. Again, one of our sponsors, Lower Extremity Review, LER Magazine, and their new exciting edition, MVP Sports, MVPParents.com, MVPParents.com. So in the Sports Doctors In segment, we answer a few emails. And then we get into a couple of different insights between the new online presence of Hey Sports Parents, the Sports Doctors In, and some feedback and dialogue from the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Patty says, my 13-year-old son, he's been playing soccer since he was 5 or 6 years old. The last two seasons, he's had nightmares with heel pain. They called it Seaver's disease. You know, Patty, disease is not a good term. It's not a disease. It's a syndrome. And Seaver's syndrome is a inflammation, soreness of the growth center on the back bottom of the heel. And that growth center can be big and aggressive as these kids are growing. 13 years old, the growth is sometimes at the top of its powers. It's over at about 15 years old. So a running, jumping sport is an aggravator. A running, jumping sport with cleats is a real aggravator. The good news is we've had great success over the years when we added custom orthotics to the mix. When we're talking, you've had persistent, ongoing, or recurring problems. And very often, Patty, foot mechanics is involved, whether he's got a flat-type foot and it's shearing force, He's got a high arch foot and it's pounding. Number one, get him out of the cleats. Get him into a shoe with multiple nubs. And the sometimes, again, intelligent rest is a big, big part of this. But get to podiatry. Take a look at Custom Orthotics. We've had great success in stopping the problem when we can control that abnormal heel motion and pounding. Gary says my 15-year-old daughter is a avid cross-country runner. She loves it. She's been plagued with discomfort in her shins. They keep talking shin splints. We've had two sessions of physical therapy. You know, Gary, when shin problems, and shin splints is not a medical term, shin splints can be tendonitis. Shin splints can be stress fracture, can be other kinds of compartment pressures. So you need a specific diagnosis. You need to rule out, and I think you mentioned maybe you had that her x-rays were negative. So many chronic shin problems are foot-related, Gary. The pronated foot constantly stresses the posterior tibial tendon, which starts as a muscle down the back of the calf and then wraps into a tendon that goes around the inner ankle. And when that foot collapses excessively, that muscle and tendon gets overused, a la shin splints, along that inner side of the lower leg. Check out some arch supports. Better yet, see podiatry. When you add orthotics to all the physical therapy, you will get some great success. But you got to look to the foot. You know, Steve says, you know, we love adult hockey. The players are mostly in their 40s. Would orthotics help? You know, Steve, absolutely yes. You didn't mention if you have any problems. But if there is a history of postural problems in skating, in adult skating, hockey, you know, we might be talking about, again, pressure on your back. We might be talking about a knee concern because of the constant position demand. And we've had great success, whether it's in the top junior and Olympic level hockey, professional hockey, or we're talking about the adult, quote unquote, hockey. We've had great success with Custom Orthotics, which are all about alignment. And in each instance, we talked about orthotics in this session. That's a key word. Put the foot and ankle in its best alignment, in its best structural position. Efficiency, whether it's in moving, whether it's in balancing, whether it's propulsion, whether it's landing, efficiency should be improved, especially if we add the strengthening factor. One of the exciting parts of orthotics and skating, Steve, that I've seen over the decades is almost without exception, all aspects of skating improve. Your balance is better. Your edges are sharper. Your speed is more dynamic. Why? You're lined up. That hip, knee, foot, ankle lined up. So when you're pushing off, you have the advantage of the foot being in the push-off position. So you really want to look at that. We've had a lot of success over the years, over the decades. Superfeet, which is now a very, very, very popular over-the-counter running device and support available. One of the first times I ever saw Superfeet, it was in hockey skates. And it is over-the-counter, but many times it could be helpful. But ideally, if you've got a history of problems, then you want to look at the custom devices. Many of my adult hockey player patients take the same orthotic out of their hockey skates, and they put that orthotic in their running shoes. They put that in their everyday shoes. They put the same orthotic in their tennis shoes. And I've watched this over the decades. So many times we will see that the same orthotic, which might make a big difference in your skating alignment, and in all the kids who grow up that I see very early in the world of skating, mostly figure skating, who we wear orthotics in their skates, use the same pair in their shoes, and switch them back and forth. When that young skater might play another sport, let's say like tennis or basketball, where they're in a much more side-to-side because the orthotic in skating has to be narrower, they might need a second pair that's a little bit wider. Otherwise, the multiple use is a big deal. You know, we had some hassles with my website, Hey Sports Parents, the sports doctors in with the sportsdoctor.online. Hopefully, knock on wood, that's been corrected. The whole idea of this online course and site is for the sports doctor to act as a quarterback with his team of 20 experts in all areas of sports medicine and youth sports, nutrition, physical training, mental training, coaching, parenting, all aspects. Again, the book available on Amazon, hashtag #esportsparents. But check us out. See if that website is back. You need a game plan with your son or daughter, especially if they're a serious athlete. Hey, sports parents, the sports doctor's in thesportsdoctor.online. The crazy world of live radio. We're going to catch you all next week. It's the sports doctor. Thanks, everybody.